Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hi there, Shane here. You're very welcome to The Inner Edge. And today we are talking about the thought that's holding you back. I was speaking at two universities this week in Dublin, one of which was University College Dublin. I was speaking at the Innovation Academy there, and I'd been asked to come in and speak to a group going through a specific program around leadership, innovation, and creativity. Specifically, they wanted to kind of hear my thoughts on how to overcome the inner voice when it comes to things like fear, procrastination, and doubt, because what had emerged during the program was that one of the primary obstacles that kind of emerged was basically that inner voice and trying to, in terms of how do you get around it? How do you manage it? How do you not listen to it? And so that's what I was talking about. And obviously, it's a key part of what I've discovered in my own work and my own life is maybe the single biggest thing that's holding people back is a lack of awareness of that inner voice. But in particular, if you go underneath that, it's really down to a lack of understanding of how your mind works, and in particular, how thinking works and the role of thinking. Now, somebody in that class had said to me, well, hang on, I'm aware of my inner voice. I just tell it something positive that supports me. Isn't that enough? Now, my answer to that would be, well, if it works, that's enough. But for most people, that isn't necessarily enough because, for example, you could be saying to yourself, maybe you're nervous about giving a public talk or pitch for investment or anything that involves public speaking. You might be very, very nervous and you might at the top of your mind say, no, I can do this. Let's give a great talk. You might even visualize a positive outcome and that might work depending on your state and where you're at. But for a lot of people, it's not enough. And really, for most people, what I've realized myself is that it's the thought at the back of your mind that's the real issue, not the one that's at the top of your mind or the front of your mind. Now, that kind of brings me to, I guess, my key point for today's episode, which is thinking drives your behavior, good or bad. Like all of your actions really start with thinking. Now, a lot of that thinking, though, is unconscious. So our game as, I guess, somebody who's into the inner edge or the inner world is to go hunting for thinking that doesn't really drive the best behavior in terms of the results that we're looking to create in our work and in our lives and in our community. So I think you need to become an inner hunter, an inner hunter that's seeking out the thought that's holding you back and effectively neutralize it or kill it. And there's great satisfaction and power in it, but just the impact on your life and your results and just your overall sense of aliveness is just massive. Now, this was also maybe synchronistically, this episode maybe was sparked, as I say, I was speaking in UCD, so it was very much kind of top of my own mind from having had a dialogue with that group. But then somebody else who had done my Mindshift program was telling me a story post that program. And obviously part of that program, you're trying to give people the basics of how their mind works, how the impact of thought, and make sure it's experiential and not just intellectual. And that's a big problem, I think, with a lot of development programs is that they're focused too much on knowledge and not so much on application and experience. So you can kind of internalize something. Anyway, part of that Mindshift program is we talk about developing some habits that allow you to break patterns of thought. And for example, it could be as simple as, hey, just go outside for a walk in the fresh air, take a mental break, calm your mind down if your mind's getting too busy, which can happen too easily in today's world. So that's what they did. But they were laughing as they were telling me because they went in outside into nature and kind of all the way along the walk, they were like very frustrated because they brought that frustration that had driven them to take a break, but it was still going inside. And they were kind of putting pressure on themselves for the walk to really make a difference, which actually had this negative effect on the actual impact of the walk. And as they were going along, they realized that and then they started to relax a little bit. And then a few seconds later, as they said to me, they literally stopped walking because they had this, and this is what I love, this is what I call it, this to me is a mind shift. It's a shift in our inner perspective, we get a realization of something, and they caught a thought that was blocking them. Now, in their case, the thought that was blocking them was, and it was the source of the frustration, was, I wish I'd started my business 2 years earlier. Because if I had, I'd just be further along. I wouldn't have had the issues. I wouldn't have lost as much money. And I'd just be further along. And they just caught it. Now, you could look at that and think, well, was it true? And what you realize is that, whether it's true or not, is it serving your behavior right now? Is it serving your mood? Is it serving your actions? Or is it holding you back? And for them, they realized that actually it was having a majorly negative impact on their state of mind. And anything that affects your state of mind, if you know me long enough, you know that that is one of the master variables in high performance, and not just high performance, but your happiness and your well-being. And just in case, it's unlikely, but just in case you're listening to me thinking, well, I don't have a thought that's holding me back, I think you're wrong. I've never met anyone who didn't have a thought holding them back at some level. And I have been lucky enough to work with some incredible people. But even with those people, they would have been humble enough to say, yeah, I just caught a thought that was holding me back. That might be their language, but I've never met anyone who didn't have a thought holding them back at some level. Now, it may not be in your career, but it might be. And it could also be in your personal life or your relationships or how you see yourself in certain areas. Or maybe you're afraid of doing something new. Maybe you wish you were a little bit braver. Maybe you're really holding yourself back. Most people in my experience initially will kind of go, no, there's nothing holding me back. But I just know from experience there's always a thought holding somebody back. And I think the source where you find it is kind of maybe in the negative emotions of frustration or anger or annoyance or fear or doubt. Anything that's kind of hindering your positive state of mind or state of being is a clue to a thought that's holding you back. Why? Because whatever you're feeling is coming from your thinking, and very often that's unconscious. And somebody might say, yeah, that's fine, Shane, for certain things, but actually in this situation, it's true and it's real and it's very compelling. And what you'll find with all sorts of very compelling thought is that they'll have a very strong logic to it. But to me, if it's damaging your mood or your state of being or mind, it shouldn't really be there. I've realized that actually, like, if I can get free of that thought that's blocking me, it allows me to be more clear, calm, centered, and a clear, calm, centered mind, what I call a 3C mind, a 3C state, clear, calm, centered, allows me to navigate through any situation better. That's what I've realized. If my mood drops, if my thinking gets cloudy, I can't perform at my best, especially in tricky circumstances. And more in the business world, in the coming age and the current age, that's what we need, a calm, clear, centered mind in a leader in particular. Now, I remember when I was in depression, if you've probably heard me talk about this before, that ultimately the thought, if I tracked it right down, the thought that was blocking me was a version of this: my life sucks, I'm not where I want to be, and I think I'm a bit of a loser. And, that's the truth. And I eventually, luckily, came to see that my depression kind of was this weird coping mechanism, which made me, if I'm being honest, it just made me avoid engaging in life and trying to change my circumstances. So instead, I just engage in feeling bad. It seemed logical because my life sucked and I was a loser. But really, if I'm being honest, it was avoidance at its best. But it all seemed real and it all seemed logical as to why I should feel depressed. But ultimately, it was a coping mechanism. It was weird as that sound. Another story that I'll share is with a CEO who, if you met this guy, you know, in an Irish context, he'd be reasonably well-known, leader in his field, and seen as somebody probably who is very successful, has it all together in every aspect. And you would think there was nothing holding them back. In fact, they probably would say the same thing, but there was. And I remember talking with them and saying, well, why are we here? And said, well, I'm here to get the edge or develop myself, and that's fine. And so I'm always looking for what's the thought that's maybe holding this person back, no matter what they're telling me. And I realized what it was. And it was just this very subtle thought right down in the depth of their mind, at the very back of their mind, that they didn't even see was there. And it was a version of, maybe I'm not good enough. Now, logically, they would have disagreed, and they did initially with me, but they listened. And we had a break in between meetings of about 3 weeks. And when they came back 3 weeks later, they were lighter, they were brighter, they were more energized. And then they proceeded to tell me that they had done more in the 3 weeks. They'd done about six months work in 3 weeks. that they just had plowed through stuff that they'd been procrastinating on. Now, we hadn't given them any techniques. What we had focused on was really educating them on the potential blockages coming from thinking. And we found that thought. And he said to me afterwards, when we had the conversation, initially he disagreed because that was his intellect and his ego. But he said he reflected on it and then he realized, do you know what? Actually, that thought is there right at the back of my mind, Shane. But seeing it was enough to let it go. And that's what I love about some of this work is when you see something, if you're prepared to go into the inner cave, dig around, not being attached to your ego or to fear, that you're only going to win. And he was a great example. And I've seen this in my own life and with other clients, is that it's a bit like if there's a massive rock blocking a river, the river, you know, would flow, it has its own power. But if you put a massive rock in there, it would block it, maybe become a version of a dam. But if you take that rock away, this incredible surge and flow happens. And that's what happened to them. But then you move into flow. And in a way, to me, flow, getting into the flow, is actually much easier than people make out. It's really down to removing the inner blockages, which are those subtle, sneaky thoughts. Now, to make it even more practical, like you could be thinking, okay, well, hang on. What thought could be blocking me? And a nice starting point is maybe to go for the top of mind thoughts. You know, your inner voice could be saying, don't get up early. Don't go for that walk. Don't go for that hike. Don't do your exercise today. And now they're what I would call level one potential blockages. And they are worth tackling, especially at the start, if you're not used to this. But they're more in your face. They're kind of, you know, they're there. It's like, oh, my inner voice is saying, oh, don't get up early this morning. You know the way it is, or it's raining, so don't do my exercise, or don't go to the gym. But then you know if you do it, I always think that that's the best victory over self. It's victory over that part of your mind. You're the inner CEO. You lay down the law and say, no, no, you lead your mind, you become the boss of your mind. But as you go into this work more and more, you realize that the deeper, more problematic thoughts are deeper down. They require a little bit more awareness, a little bit more reflection, more calm inner hunting. So the answer, I mean, apart from sometimes sharing things like on a podcast here, you might get sparked, hopefully, to some ideas for yourself. Maybe you're aware of a little voice now. But I think, first of all, be open to looking for the BT, the blocking thought. Then, secondly, move into a reflective inner space. Three, I would say find thoughts with negative feelings. So look for where you're frustrated or there's some sort of a negative feeling like fear or doubt. And then identify the thoughts that are creating that feeling and challenge them. And then once you challenge them, can you let them go? That to me is the process as a starting point anyway. So for you, what might be holding you back? And again, think of, I suppose, those negative frustrations or those negative emotions or feelings, frustration, anger, insecurity, doubt, fear. Where is the thought or what is the thought that might be holding you back? And if it pushes back and goes, no, 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 this is logical, that's probably the one I go after. Now you can start with level one, or you can go down into the deeper levels and become a real thought hunter. Like you track them down and then you take them out. You weed them out. You kill them. That's it for today. Ciao for now.